Election pathways in Utah are complicated. There's the caucus, the convention, the primary, and then the general election in November. A 2014 law expanded access to the primary ballot, but it's also divided those who prefer caucuses over direct elections. KUER's Nicole Nixon explores why some Utah Republicans defend their caucus system so fiercely.
Politicians and partisans have been arguing about the caucus convention system for years, and it can get pretty confusing, so bear with me for a few seconds and I'll break it down. Many states use the caucus for presidential elections, but Utah has managed to hold on to it for most state and local races. Here's how it works. In the spring, usually in March, political parties hold neighborhood caucuses. Party members go to their neighborhood or precinct and elect delegates. These delegates spend the next month or so meeting with candidates running for office. Then, at the party's convention, they vote on who they think best represents their neighborhood's interests.
And there's a kind of romantic attraction to it.
Chris Karpowitz is a political science professor at Brigham Young University. He researches caucuses.
This idea that neighbors are going to meet together and they're going to make decisions about their representatives, that's a compelling idea, and it's the reason why I think some members of the Republican Party especially continue to have this attraction to the caucus system.
No one loves those ideas more than Phil Wright. He's an active Utah Republican, and on caucus night last month, he was buzzing.
The caucus system is so incredible because it levels the playing field.
Wright and other caucus defenders say it removes a huge election barrier. Money.
I'm from California. I'm from a state that has just about destroyed itself politically. And it's interesting because California is an open primary state where anybody can get on the ballot. But the problem is the only people who get on the ballot are the uber wealthy, the well-connected, or the famous.
Wright argues that in a caucus system, candidates focus on meeting with delegates and answering tough questions instead of spending money on ads and quick meet and greets. Many Republicans attribute Congresswoman Mia Love's success to the caucus. And Wright says it's why he thinks Utah consistently ranks near the top of best-managed states.
We have more number one accolades than any state in the nation. And I say to people, well, that's no surprise. How do we elect our representatives? We vet them through a caucus system. If we lose that system, it's going to change everything.
And that's exactly what Wright and other Republicans worry about. That Utah's neighborhood caucus meetings could disappear. The first blow came a few years ago when a group called Count My Vote proposed doing away with caucuses in favor of direct primary elections. In 2014, they came to an agreement with the legislature that kept the caucus but provided an additional path to the primary ballot for candidates who want to skip the convention. They can gather signatures instead. This year, Count My Vote is back with a ballot initiative to cement that system. After court battles and legislative attempts to change it, Count My Vote wants voters to weigh in.
Assuming it gets on the ballot, which I believe it will, and assuming it passes, which I also believe it will, then it would tend to keep the legislature from changing it.
Val Ovison is a Republican former lieutenant governor and Count My Vote supporter. He admits that he's benefited politically from the caucus convention system in the past, but he says elections work best when they're as accessible as possible.
I do believe at this point in my life, with the experience that I've seen, that we're better off as a society with the most inclusive system we can create and creating the opportunity for as much involvement as we can.
The dual path election law compromise has been a simmering disagreement among Utah Republicans since 2014. And this year, it's come to a rolling boil. After years of court battles, including another loss at a federal appeals court just last month, the Utah GOP was saddled with hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal debt, and that split the party between those who want to keep fighting and those who want to move on. Ovison says he's in the second camp, and he's noticed that longtime party donors have stopped giving.
But they don't want their money to go to the lawsuit because they don't support it. And I fit in that category.
In the most recent legal defeat, other Republicans, including Phil Wright, saw a silver lining in the chief judge's dissent. This week, they filed another petition asking for the full federal appellate court to review the decision, essentially extending the legal battle. Chris Karpowitz, the BYU professor, says caucuses have their problems. For one, turnout is dismal. And this year, many Republicans reported lower than average attendance at their neighborhood meetings. He says there's a gender imbalance. Women account for about half of caucus attendees, but they only make up about a quarter of elected delegates. And there's another thing.
The current caucus system is not giving us a representative sample of Republican views in Utah.
There are a few examples of this recently. Freshman Congressman John Curtis did poorly at the GOP convention in a special election last year, but won by a landslide in the primary. And the year before, even Governor Gary Herbert underperformed at the convention. He was forced into a primary with his right-wing challenger, Jonathan Johnson, where Herbert pulled off a massive win with 72% of the vote. Republican delegates will meet in their state convention tomorrow, where more moderate candidates John Curtis and maybe even Mitt Romney could have trouble securing delegate support. But that might not even matter. They're both already on the primary ballot thanks to the dual path. And certainly, with another round of possible legal fights and an opposing ballot initiative on the horizon, Republicans want to make this convention count. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.